So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discusses the Torah source for the halacha of treifa pasul. A treifa animal is disqualified for a karbon because the pasuk states, "Im oila karbonai min habakar, min lahoitzi es treifa." A treifa animal is disqualified for karbonis. And the Gemara asked, "Why do we need a pasuk? We can derive treifa pasul through a kal v'chaymer." Uma bal mum shemu teres lahedyot asura legevaya treifa she asura lahedyot. If an animal that has a blemish, which is kill, lenient, in that it's permitted to a common person, is disqualified for korbanos, a treifa animal, which is chamur, stringent, in that it's forbidden to a common person, is certainly disqualified for korbanos. After a lengthy discussion, the Gemara concludes as follows. We cannot derive treifa pasul from the kal v'chomer, because ma lebal mum shekein osa bay makriven kekriven. Balmum is more chamer in that even a kayin balmum is pasul. Therefore, a carbon balmum is also pasul. While treifa is kill, in that a kayin treifa is kosher. Therefore, perhaps a carbon treifa is also kosher. The Gemara then attempts to derive treifa pasul through a binyan av, a logical comparison from balmum and yoytze doifen, an animal that was born through a cesarean cut, in that both balmum and yoytze doifen are osur legavoya, even though loyri izeh kri izeh v'loyri izeh kri izeh, each one possesses a unique chumra. Balmum, shekein osa by makriven kekriven, and yoytze doifen shekein einoi kadosh b'b'chayra. If a firstborn animal was a yoytze doifen, it does not become sanctified with kedushas b'char. Nevertheless, hatzad ha'shova shebehen, shemutarim lehedyet v'asurim legevaya. They are both osa legevaya because of their chumra, even though they both have the kula of mutarim lahedyet, then certainly treifa she'asura lahedyet te'asura legavaya. A carbon treifa that has the chumra of asura lahedyet should certainly be asura legavaya. The Gemara, however, says that there is a pircha to this binyanav. Ma'al ha'atzad ha'shova shebohen shekein mumon nikar. Toimar b'treifa shekein ein mumon nikar. Balmum and yoytze doifen have the same unique chumra, in that their psul is external and obvious to the human eye. Therefore, asurun legavaya. While treifa has a kula, in that some treifas are internal and not obvious. Therefore, perhaps mutarim legavaya. Therefore, the Torah writes three psukim to teach that treifa asurun legavaya in all the following three circumstances. 1. Loi hoistalo sha'as ha'koshe. If the animal was born treifa and was never eligible to be a carbon, it's derived from the pasuk Mimashka Yisrael, Menam Mutter Li Yisrael, as the pasuk there also refers to Arlo Klai HaKerem, which are Osir from the very beginning of their existence when they began to grow. 2. Hoysa Lo Shas HaKosher, V'nitrefa Ulbesoif Hektisha. If the animal became Trefa after birth, but before it became Hektish, it's derived from the pasuk of Maiser Behema, which states, Koil asher yavor tachas hashovet ho'asiri yiyeh kodesh l'Hashem. The words asher yavor exclude prat l'treifa she'eino iveris, a treifa animal that's weak and cannot walk. This pasuk obviously refers to where it became treifa before it became hektish. 3. Hektisha ulbesoif nitrefa. If the animal was first made hektish and then became treifa, it's derived from the pasuk min habakar Lahoitzi es ha-treifa. All treifa are pasul. Zok de Mishnah. Echad minchas choyte ve'echad kol ha-menachos she'kimtzon zor. In all menachos, if one of the following disqualified people did the kmitza, zor, a non-kayin, or oinen, a kayin whose close relative died that day and is not yet buried, or tful yoim, a tame person who immersed in a mikvah that day, but it's before Harav Shemesh, before sundown, and his tara is not yet complete. Or mechusar begadim, a kohen who's missing one of his required vestments. Or mechusar kipurim, a tame person who requires kabbanis to achieve complete tara. Or shaloi rachutz yadayim v'raglayim, a kohen who did not wash his hands and feet from the kiyar. Or arel, an uncircumcised kohen. Or Tamei, a Kayin who's Tamei, or Yoishev, a Kayin who sat during the Kemitza, or oimer al gabe kelim, al gabe behema, al gabe ragle chaveroi. During the kmitza, the kohen was standing either on a utensil or on an animal or on the feet of another person. This constitutes a chatzitza, a separation between the kohen's feet and the ritzpa, the floor of the azara. Or kamatz b'smoil, if the kohen did the kmitza with his left hand. In all these cases, there's a machlekes. The rabbanon say the mincha is pasul. The kmitza is disqualified, and the kohen cannot redo the kmitza. And Ben Beseira says, yachzir, v'yachzir v'yikmoitz b'yamin. The mincha is still kosher, and the kohen can put the kmitz back into the kli and redo the kmitza with his right hand. Or, in the other cases, a kohen kosher can redo the kmitza. The Gemara initially assumes that there's no machlekes in a case of the isei l'kaimitz be'enei, where the kaimitz is still intact, all agree that yachzer v'yikmoitz b'yamin. The kohen can redo the kmitza. The machlekes is only in a case of the chasar kaimitz, where the kaimitz was lost, whether they can add more flour to their original kli and redo the kmitza. The Rabbanon hold, lo yavi mitoich beisai v'imalenu. They cannot add more flour, because as Rashi explains, the Rabbanon hold, Kedushas Kli Kavol L'Shem Mincha. The flour is considered a mincha from when it was put into the original Kli Sharis, and a mincha becomes pasul through Chisaron. While Ben Beseira holds, Yavi Mitoich Beisavim Alenu. They can add more flour, because he holds, Kmitza Kavol L'Shem Mincha. The flour is considered a mincha only when the Kmitza is done. And in this case of kmitza b'smoil or kmitza b'psul, the flour is not considered a mincha and does not become pasul through chisaron. The Gemara, however, concludes that this is not so. The machlekes is not where the chasar kaimitz, because then Ben Beseira should have said, yachzir v'yavi mitoich beisoy v'malanu miboyele. Rather, the machlekes is where the isei l'kaimitz be'enei, and they refer to smoil and all the other psulim. The Rabbanon hold kmitzas psul in avodahi. The kmitza of a psul has significance and causes the mincha to become pasul. Therefore, the kmitza cannot be redone. While Ben Beseira holds kmitzas psul in lav avodahi. The kmitza of a psul has no significance and does not cause the mincha to become pasul. Therefore, the kmitza can be redone. And Ben Beseira derives it from the following pasuk: V'kamatz misham meloy kumtzai. The word misham implies mimokim shekamatz kvar. Even a second kmitza that follows kmitzas psulim is kosher. The Gemara proceeds with two versions of Rav in Ben Beseira's opinion of kamatz yachzir. What would Ben Beseira hold in a case of kamatz v'kiddush? If a disqualified person did both kmitza and he also put the kaimitz into a second kli sharis, where it's neskadish b'kli, it becomes kedushas haguf. In the first version, Rav says, Leben Beseira Zar Shekamatz Vafilu Kiddush Yachzer. Even if the pasul did both kmitza and kiddush, the mincha does not become pasul, and a kohen kosher can redo the kmitza, because, as mentioned before, kmitzas psulin lav avoidehi. In the second version, Rav says it depends. Kamatz Yachzer, kiddush lo yachzer. If the pasul only did kmitza, the mincha does not become pasul. But if the pasul also did kiddush, the mincha does become pasul because he holds kmitzas psulin loy gomra avaydasa ad da ovid lo matan kli. When a psul does both kmitza and kiddush, it has significance and does cause the mincha to become pasul.